All our dreams can come true if we have the courage to pursue them. Walt Disney. When I was in year 5, I did a project on Walter Disney. I remember printing out photographs of his life and sticking them all over a large piece of poster paper and writing small bios about his life. I've always looked up to people who had big dreams. Still, to this day, I love watching interviews of people who never gave up and kept pursuing what was in their heart no matter what. And the biggest thing I learned from many of these interviews and books that I read was that they believed in themselves. An amazing book I read last year that I would highly recommend to anyone is called #GirlBoss. I'll put the book description in the description box below. You may have heard about it since they've made a film on Netflix. But basically, it was a young woman who didn't want the normal life and is now the owner of Nasty Gal. She found her passion, worked her ass off, believed in herself, and is now a millionaire. I also love reading about Steve Jobs. I've probably watched every interview on YouTube with him in it. He is such an amazing and inspiring man. And when he said he dropped out of college, I felt relieved. I don't know why this made me so happy to hear, maybe because I also dropped out of uni, but I think it's because that he just knew that it wasn't right for him. You often hear in the greats interviews that they pursue things that they found a passion for and they loved. When they worked hard enough, they got to where they are today. People just believed that life would take them in the right direction. So I bloody hope life knows where I'm going. But the point I'm trying to make here is that there is a similarity between all these mentors I look up to. They are not doing what society is telling them they should do. They are not doing what is normal. Finishing school, getting a degree, getting a job, working in the job for X amount of years, saving up money, buying a house, etc., etc. The stories are so much different, and these are the stories that are becoming more and more popular on the internet. And these are the stories about the odd ones out. The reason I use this term is because I actually subscribe to a YouTube channel called The Odd Ones Out and I really love it. So you should check him out because he has amazing stories. Anywho, I love watching people's van life videos, tiny house adventures, people who start their stories off by saying, I used to work in a corporate job and I hated every moment of it, so I quit and here I am today achieving and fulfilling great things. These are the people that inspire me and I look up to. Something inside of me screams, good on you, living the life you want to live. Other people say that they never went through these societal norms and they just knew that they were going in the right direction. They just knew that they didn't want to do things the normal way. My mother said last week, how do you have time to do all the things that you do? I don't actually know. I have the same amount of time as everyone else. But I prioritize my time for things that I love to do and things that I know I need to do and to achieve the things that I want to do. I am not normal. I choose the life I want to live and I want to live a different life. People might think I'm mad because I want to make a difference. But let me tell you, we're all mad here. I'm mad, you're mad, or you wouldn't have come here. That's a quote by Alice in Wonderland. Thanks for listening and don't forget to subscribe to my channel for more inspiring stories. Walt Disney once said, "We keep moving forward, opening new doors and doing new things because we're curious and curiosity keeps leading us down new paths." So stay curious.